Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, this just went up seconds ago, so you got to hit refresh on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Top comments on CNN Navy Yard shooting coverage already calling for complete gun ban and Hillary 2016. And I mean, and that's the top voted up of tens of thousands. It's the top one. Take everybody's gun. I'm going to cover this in the next segment and go to your phone calls. We've been patiently holding. Thank you so much for doing that. A lot going on around here. Terry Holcomb and Rachel Malone, closing comments in the 4 minutes we've got left in this short segment. This is so historical, and I just want to say I salute what you and others are doing. You are the modern, real civil rights movement fighting for all of our future, because if they can pull the keystone of the Second Amendment out, it all falls.
It absolutely all falls. Everything hinges on the Second Amendment, the right of the people. And they are trying to take that right for their to further their own agenda. They absolutely want to.
It's criminal. They're trying to rob us.
They absolutely are. And you know, in closing my comments, and then I'll let Rachel finish us off. We can't emphasize this enough. Get off of Facebook. Get off of Facebook and get out there and go to work. If you want to take it back, you're going to have to physically go do that. And we're at a pivotal point in Texas. We're going to either lose it or we're going to take it back. And what people do matters. We can't be sheep. We can't be timid. We can't let them bully us. Even if we're afraid, we can't show fear. We have to go to the front line, and we have to tell them we're not going to stand down. And we can't do this by ourselves. You know, I'm going to go, and I'm going to fight my fight for my family and for my rights.
Did you see how aggressive they were to my reporter who was being polite in his face, threatening him? I mean, that cop's...
He was extremely aggressive, and the only reason they weren't that aggressive with me is because I wasn't doing anything. I was letting them arrest me so that the people could see what was going on.
And then they didn't want us to tape it.
No, they didn't want you to tape it. They didn't want no reporters on there. He wanted to get... That was a very, very terroristic tactic. Rachel?
Absolutely. You know, we need more sheepdogs. We need more guardians of liberty here. We need more people who understand it and study it and know how to stand up. One thing you can do for people who are in Texas, you can sign up at TexasFirearmsFreedom.com. Join the alarm list. I'll send out updates whenever we need action, which isn't all the time, but when we need it, you'll have information on what you can do.
And there are folks fighting in all 50 states right now.
Absolutely.
And the enemy knows we're getting the momentum. They're scared.
And in closing, October the 19th, San Antonio at the Alamo, starting at 10 o'clock, we are having a draw line in the sand event. And then Jerry Patterson is going to be there. We're going to have 800 to 1,200, possibly more people, because it just continues to grow and grow. The San Antonio chief of police has stated he don't care what the law is. We're going to arrest him anyway. And we're drawing a line in the sand and saying, you're not going to bully us.
And I think everybody should show up, say, at about 9:45, so just everyone converges at once. It goes, what, 10 to 2, right?
That's correct.
Everybody converges at once so they can't stop everybody. And I think we should have 10,000 people down there.
I agree.
I can't believe the police chief says, I don't care what the law is. I don't care if the land commissioner says this is state land. You can't stop them. There's not even a law against this. I can't believe that police chief is so bad.
Well, he's no different than what just happened in Austin. They're just being a little bit more sneaky about it, so I'm going to go ahead.
They're really all feds. They've been federalized.
And I'm going to go ahead, before we close, and put Austin on notice. Expect us come November. Once we finish the October event, we're going to be planning one for Austin. So Mr. Sneed, Mr. Ortiz, Commander Ortiz of DPS, Governor Rick Perry, State Preservation Board, just understand we're coming to the capital of Austin, and we're coming with thousands of people.
Wow, it's just amazing that Arde Saveda, the police chief's dad, ran guns into Cuba for those enslaved people. And now Arde Saveda is showing the line with Obama saying, take our guns.
And if we don't stand and fight back, that's exactly what's going to happen.
I mean, I told him, I don't think you're a communist, but why don't you move back to Cuba, man? Where only the government has the guns.
Or here's what I'm willing to do. I'm willing to give all those folks the northeast side of the country, and I'll even give them California if they want it and leave the rest.
That's a great idea. How about if you're anti-gun, you move to California or you move to New York?
Let's just go ahead and split the country in half. I'll even give the libertarians a third of it. Right, we'll split it in three, and that way we can all enjoy the freedoms that we so want.
I'm going to live right on the line with the conservative and libertarian area. If I want to be bad, I can step right over. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will be on the nightly news tonight in the analysis section with David Knight, breaking down the latest at 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. You've got 12 dead now at the Naval Yard, and we are digging up news articles where it looks like it was one of the highly restricted government facilities, military bases, where very few personnel were allowed to be armed. There has been a bunch of big battles over this in the last 10 years, since 2004, so I guess 9 years, with the Law Enforcement Safety Act, to where basically anybody that's ever been in any type of special operations or police, you name it, even when they're retired, when they're on military bases, but also off of military bases, they have like an automatic concealed carry, which is absolutely what you need, bare minimum. I'd rather just have everybody armed. Including felons. Felons are still going to do bad things whether they're allowed to or not. Only law-abiding citizens are going to follow the law. I just say no gun laws like we had pre-1960s, and you will see the crime rate absolutely plunge in this nation. That is the answer. You know, Hollywood hypes up all this crime and the Old West and all that. That's actually not even really true, ladies and gentlemen, except in certain border regions with Mexico and in certain periods. Usually the crime was being committed by the railroad or by big interest pushing people out. This story just broke up on Infowars.com by Anthony Gucciardi, and it's chilling. Top comments on CNN Navy Yard shooting. Top comments on CNN call for complete gun ban. It's a pretty good headline, but it's been like CNN's top comment. Top voted comment on CNN, or top voted comment. CNN top voted comment. Confiscate all guns. Elect Hillary Clinton. That's actually what it says. This is what Hillary Clinton for 2016 says. This is exactly, here let me talk like the person. This is exactly what we need to stop hedging our bets and just start our campaign to outlaw all guns. We need to take the House and the Senate and vote for Hillary in 2016 in order for us to stand up and loudly declare that individuals have no reason. Yeah, I finally found the voice. No reason to own a gun. People will give you examples all day long. And facts, too, I added. Of preventing rape and murder. But how do we stop the government from raping you if you're armed? Oops, I added that. I'm sorry. Let me read the whole thing unedited by me on air. Okay, let me just read it. I'm going to read the whole thing from the start. Let me get into character. Hold on, I'm almost there. Work with me, folks. It's embarrassing. Don't aim the camera at me when I do this. Just go to the story on InfoWars. It's too embarrassing. I have to do this in private.
Citizen with a gun? Black ski mask troops? Okay, good. Checkpoints? North Korea? I like it.
Okay, I'm getting into the mindset. I'm becoming Hillary Clinton for 2016 on CNN, top voted on an article with tens of thousands of comments. Here we go. Here we go. Now I'm ready, then I'm going to your calls. Excuse me, it's just hard to channel this.
Good. Look at that person. They've got money. Oh, I'm going to take all their money. I'm really an authoritarian, sickening control freak. I'm going to have a position of power inside the power structure when we totally take over.
See, I'm now flowing the person. Now I'm ready.
They'll never figure out I'm really a sickening control freak that hates everybody.
All right, this is the top comment on CNN. I'm ready. I prepared myself for 4 minutes. It's very painful to channel this person. They're so weak, but here we go.
This is exactly what we need, to stop hedging our bets and just start our campaign to outlaw all guns. We need to take the House and the Senate and vote for Hillary in 2016 in order for us to stand up and loudly, loudly declare that the individual has no reason to own a gun. People will give you examples all day long of preventing rape and murder with their guns, but statistically they do more harm than good. They'll never figure out that's a total lie. Oh, excuse me. Just because one father was able to stop his daughter from being raped does not mean we should not look at the bigger picture of guns doing more harm than good. I want to live in Southside Chicago. I want to live in D.C. with 14 locks on my door. I want to be under 10, 20, 30 times the crime rate. I'd make the call. I want to die.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I have just successfully covered that on air. Was that not a stunning rendition? Huh? Ladies and gentlemen, absolutely. There you go. Of course, here's the actual Forbes article. To deter gun slaughters, the federal government must cease disarming the innocents. Forbes, go read the article with all the breakdown by Professor John Lott. We need to get him back on the transmission. There you go. They picked another area where the general public was disarmed. And now we get to see a big grandstanding helicopters, armored vehicles, the specialized cops come and wait hours and then go in. for two guys. The old days, they'd have just gone up the tower and killed him. The old days, they'd just run in, find a guy, and kill him. But, again, now it's all about the nanny state. Imagine the nanny state's all bristling with weapons and drones, going, give us your weapons, and we promise to be friendly, like we did in Soviet Russia, like we did in China. Well, never mind the weatherman plans to put you in a forced labor camp. Truth is, we just want to have your wife in a forced labor camp. And you'll be dead, and you know what we're going to do. You thought the TSA was bad, huh? You think the Texas State Police doing proctology exams is bad? We're going to do a lot more, Buster. So when we say gun control, we just mean for you. And remember, the San Antonio police chief says he's going to arrest anybody with a rifle. It's illegal to have a loaded rifle on the streets. He says, I don't care what the law is. You come to the Alamo, I'm going to arrest you. I am Santa Anna. Let's go ahead and talk to Alex in Kentucky. Thanks for holding. You're a trooper. Then we'll go to Bert and others. Go ahead, Alex. You're on the air. Would you like to hand in your firearms to a simpering person?
Absolutely not, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
I'm sorry.
Talk a little bit about what I see going on here from my perspective. And I'm glad you brought up the CNN thing, because that ties a little more into what I'm going to talk about. Basically, what I see going on here is, let's face the facts, they are not going to ban the guns at all. They're not going to take the guns, and they know that. They know that they're not going to be able to get our guns because, I mean, we're the American people. They've taken guns in other nations in history, throughout history, but we are the American people. We're exceptional.
That is racist talk. Racist! Racist!
Absolutely. I'm a racist because I love freedom. But what I'm saying is, they're using all of these events, whether they're staged or not, whether they're, you know, propped up or not.
They certainly use them and magnify them and act like a planet just hit us or something.
What they're doing is they're getting us as gun owners to turn on ourselves and cause these ammunition shortages, because we saw after Sandy Hook happened, we saw everyone had to rush out and get a 223, and they had to stock up on...
But, sir, I think that's a good problem, because even though it costs more up front, then people up their production and later prices go down for new people getting in. Good, it's good. I don't know. They're trying to buy up all the guns because they don't want us to have them.
And as we're still seeing the ammunition shortage, or at least I don't know how it is across the U.S., but here in Kentucky, I mean, we're still seeing the 22 long rifle. You can't get any 22 long rifle at all. And if you can find a box, it's hyped up by, like, you know, three times what it used to be price-wise. And what I'm saying is, you know, these manufacturers can't keep up with the demand that they're getting. So they're the elites, they're using this. They are using this, the free market and the way, you know, the demand goes up to basically force us to not have any more. You know, those of us, I stock up on guns and ammunition. I'm sitting on a pretty good collection myself, but I was doing it before these mass shootings even happened.
Now, listen, I understand that, sir, but, I mean, a lot of it is the government's buying billions of rounds of ammo and then doing contracts out 5 years. That's the big issue, but I appreciate your points. Let's talk to Bert in Texas, and I'm seeing this all the time. He says, dove hunters near school arrested. I know people personally that live out in Hays County, Travis County, in the countryside. One guy owns over 100 acres. He's planking with his deer rifle, safe berm, whole nine yards. State police show up and they go, you alarmed your neighbor, I'm taking you to jail. And now if your Californian neighbor moves in, that's usually who it is. In fact, I've got neighbors that have had the neighbors call the cops on them, and we go, oh, that's the neighbor from California. They move in, they think it's cheap home prices or whatever. You're a quarter mile from them, they hear guns, they call, and when you get the wrong state police, you're going to jail. So I don't know this story yet, but Bert, tell us about it. Maybe you deserve to be arrested, boy.
Well, they had five dove hunters that were out shooting, and school was over. It was a site that was adjacent to a rural school out here. It is in the city limits, but the school has got a large piece of property, and it's separated by railroad tracks and some evergreen trees.
Sure, and a shotgun isn't going to hit the school, so who cares? Any idiot should know they were bird hunters.
Well, and they had a couple that mother was walking her kids home and heard the gunshot going off, and she said that she was sprayed by the pellets, which I'm not sure if that actually happened or not, but that was what they said. and she ran back to the school. They called 911, and there was an incredible police response to the site. They did a lot.
Well, by the way, I haven't told this story, but I live out in the country, and I was shooting a 410 shotgun, not this summer, but last summer with my son, at 10 cans at like 20 feet away. Okay, and I heard a woman shrieking in the property because there's like big pieces of property, but then small pieces. And the woman, two properties down, who I later learned calls the cops and all the gun owners, I heard her from the hilltop going, "Oh, they're firing! I hear it hitting!" Ah! And the police never showed up, but I've dealt with this myself. Go ahead.
Well, and they had been out there shooting the day before, and the same thing happened before. And the police said, it's not a problem. They're legal shooting out there. Well, the next day, they had a lady that supposedly was hit by the shot, and they did a complete lockdown on the school. They responded. They arrested the five men. They've released them, but they're being charged with deadly conduct because they were out doing dove hunting.
Well, meanwhile, where's the proof that the woman, I mean, if she was 100 yards away, it would like feel like you got slapped by the pellets. I mean, this sounds like pure bull.
Well, they had local radio personalities. They were going off. This one woman, she just immediately responded just saying it's a tragedy and they need to, they don't need to be doing this. And they just went on and on for an hour or more. And it made me so mad. The local Fox 34 News Network had a reporter out there, and she's carrying on and making everybody scared about shooting near a school and all of this. And they put on this poor little elementary kid, and he says, "Please don't shoot at me, school."
Listen, the Pentagon is involved domestically in PSYOPs. You think of the Pentagon as your friend. It's the globalists that run it. And you're going to see this everywhere where they're going to take any event and hype it up. And my gut tells me, because of the timing and the history of all the things that have been happening, and I don't know how often you listen, Bert, but have you heard me no less than 10, 15 times the last few weeks say, I'm looking for a mass shooting in a military base?
I've listened to you every day.
But, I mean, have you heard me say that?
Still, yes.
See, here's my problem. We don't have time to go back and show all the predictions, how accurate they are. But I'm telling you, I think this, my gut tells me this is the start of a bunch of stuff. I mean, what does your gut tell you? I mean, you can just see, I can just see this. They may have let a group of jihadis into the country. Now they've killed them. They may say, about half the time they end up saying I'm behind it. In fact, I'm just waiting to hear these guys were listeners. I'm so sick of it. Well, God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you. And there you go. Where are you in Texas so we can look up that case? Oh, I guess he just hung up. Look up men arrested for dove hunting near school, Texas. I have had three different people the last 2 weeks come up to me, one in a grocery store, one at a gas station, and one at a bowling alley. And the guy at the bowling alley worked there, and I told him to do a YouTube and send it to me. He may have done it. And he said, no, I live on 100 acres family property. And we've been shooting out there since I was born. And we were just out there shooting, and the police, state police, came and arrested me. They said, you alarmed your neighbor. And the neighbors have moved there from, I think he said Washington State in that case. So you get city people move in, you're shooting. Well, you see the articles all the time where you've got a gun, and you're putting it in your car to go shooting, and the police come, and they go ahead and take it. And should we start calling the police on cops? Say, I'm alarmed by a cop with a gun. I mean, that's kind of what this is coming down to. This is what they're doing, is they're psychologically creating the idea that our guns are illegal, and that's why they're so mad about open carry, because then that all the sheeple see that and go, you can have guns out in the open? It's absolutely scaring them. Meanwhile, Drudge reports drug-resistant superbugs, urgent threat, 23,000 killed each year. Yeah, by the way, the numbers I've got is it's well over 100,000, but that's what the CDC says. It's over 390,000 killed in hospitals, one way or the other. That's NBC with the actual report. And, again, we've got the new article up on Infowars.com with top comments on CNN Navy Yard shooting coverage, already calling for complete gun ban. Oh, it's again, great headline by Anthony, but I'm going to pull editor here on air. The headline should be top voted comments on CNN call for total gun ban, Hillary 2016. That's the headline. Because, I mean, that's a vote. That's them in there going, yeah, take the guns, baby. Let's do it. All right, let's go to another caller. Solomon in New York, you're on the air. You ready to turn your guns in?
Oh, no, no way, Mr. Alex Jones. Listen, just before I talk about that, I if you go to the Democratic Underground, which is a progressive
I know who they are.
And the website, it says they identified the shooter, Alan Alexis, 12 hours ago, 34. Now, this is on the Google search. If you're researching, type in right now, Aaron Alexis, 34, Texas, Democratic Underground. The time stamps before you click the link in Google says 12 hours ago.
Well, pull it up. Pull it up. So our word is Aaron Alexis.
Yeah, A-A-R-O-N-A-L-E-X-I-S. So I have 34, Texas, Democratic Underground. This 12 hours ago on the Google search.
Amazing. In fact, we have it. You guys have it? Pull it up. There it is. Aaron Alexis, 34, identified a shooter at Navy Yard 12 hours ago.
Looks like somebody posted it during the AM instead of the PM on their schedule. So that, to me, was indicative of a false flag right there. And there's also another video here. It says YouTube shooting at Navy Yard. Shooting witness, full flag, active stage, and you see these men laughing manically before they know they're on the air. Have you seen that yet?
I'm getting a bunch of calls. Everybody thinks it's fake again. And let me tell you, when the Pentagon announced a month and a half ago they're going to engage in domestic psyops against us, this is a known Pentagon psyop to commit mass shootings at military bases, and it said fake some of the shootings, but even have volunteers be wounded, but then kill civilians outside, this is all in Northwoods, to then create the fear to take the liberty. Hitler dressed up Jewish concentration camp people in Polish uniforms and German uniforms and shot them for newsreels. That was Operation Himmler at Gliwice in 1939. So, yeah, this is a, I mean, the fact is this has been done over and over again. And, you know, Paul Watson, I appreciate your call, sir. He tweets on Real Alex Jones. And I think Paul's smarter than me in many ways, so I'm not knocking him. But I knew the criticism I would get as soon as I saw this. Here's Twitchy. And it says, bring on the derp. Conspiracy douche Alex Jones doesn't know how breaking news works. And, of course, yes, we do. Watson was asking the question because they have been changing it a lot. He said, why did the Washington Post originally report three shooters, now only one? Well, yeah, and then they also said two. Now they're saying three again. And then they make fun of us going, because news changes. Yeah, but you also got to watch it because they'll change it and try to cover it up. Like the drill they admitted they were having on 7-7 in London and at the Boston bombing and other events, which they then denied, and we later confirmed they did have. See, sometimes it's not just because they're getting news reporting wrong. It's because key stuff is coming out early, dummies. So maybe it's you that doesn't know about news reporting. You know how about reporting on Twitter all day, which is fine. But, you know, no need to get jealous of Infowars.com. Just wait till we re-up and redesign the site, which is coming soon. You'll really hate us. So, again, that's some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Real fast, Jeffrey in Connecticut, you think it might be faked? A lot of folks are saying it.
Yeah, I do, because it's, I don't know, like a lot of the news that I see right now, it's this, it seems so fake, and then, like, they'll change it. Like, first it was one shooter, then it was two, then it was three, then they said four, then they, like, ID'd one person and said he wasn't the shooter. So it's like, how, this is like CNN, how can you mess up the news like that?
Well, look, CNN has been caught doing fake newscasts from Atlanta that they said were in Iraq before under nerve gas attack. And then they sent a live feed out, not on the TV, but a live feed that could be picked up by satellite dishes of them making jokes about it. I mean, it's confirmed. So, yes, they've been caught lying before. They do lie all the time. They distort reality. So the whole thing could be fake. But regardless, you're going to think these 12 dead is the end of the world. So who cares about thousands missing in Colorado by the time they're done with it? The mind control is the hyping something that's so incredibly rare. But they're coming after our guns. And Obama says 80% of you support it, even though you don't.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the new world order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods and number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's
866-295-5305. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, you White House!
We're living science fiction, my friends. And boy, today is a heavy news day of incredibly important information that we haven't even covered yet on the NSA front, on the economic front, on a typhoon, a huge one set to hit the Fukushima reactor facility that's already in danger of having new total meltdowns. A very serious situation on that front. We've got Congress coming out saying that Hillary basically covered up on Benghazi. Yeah, that's pretty obvious right there. We have news up on Infowars.com. Navy Yard shooting, did gun-free zone enable killers? Again, did the sun come up this morning? Very important article to expose that. Mass shooting follows Obama's latest anti-Second Amendment push. Just right on time, he launched a new one last night. Breaking, 4 dead in mass shooting at Naval Yard. Confusion over number of gunmen. Paul Watson's big article that he's updating continually. Former NSA director advocates Chinese-style internet. That is a big deal. Linked up on DrudgeReport.com at the bottom of the middle column. Obamacare will question your sex life. We told you this was always going to happen. Just like in Europe and Australia, you're going to tell them everything about your sexual life or you're not going to get the health care. Doesn't matter if it violates the whole Bill of Rights, Constitution, common sense. The man who modeled the NSA after the bridge of the Starship Enterprise is now in command of the Information Dominance Center. It's all about dominating and controlling. Larry Summers has announced he's pulling out right now from being the head of the private Federal Reserve because of the fact that he's really the main author. If you've got to pick one person, he's more guilty than anybody of getting rid of Glass-Steagall and engineering the fraud that we've seen unfolding with the too big to fail and the derivatives. That is all coming up as well today. And some shootings you didn't hear about so much. Some shootings that didn't get a lot of attention. Remember last year when we heard a shooter shot 9 people in New York City by the Empire State Building? Turned out one guy pulled a gun out and shot another hot dog vendor over fighting over space. It was a business dispute going postal. And then the police pulled their guns out and shot at least 9 people. It was actually more than 15 that got small bullet fragments in them, but 9 people that they reported had been shot. Then it came out a week later in the back of the paper. Here's Mike Adams' article from naturalnews.com up on Infowars.com. NYPD cops accidentally use innocent bystanders for target practice again. Then I thought I would flashback. There's ABC News reporting it. 2 bystanders struck by NYPD cops opening fire on suspect near Times Square. It was a man pulling out his key swipe. The guy got shot at locally in Austin for having a wallet in his hand a few weeks ago, too. I say execute everyone. It's the only way the government can be safe. NYPD, 9, shot 9 bystanders, again, with police gunfire. I thought I'd flashback to that to talk about, you know, just the fact that when the state's shooting people, it's not a big deal. But when they could say it's a citizen and, oh, they say he had an AR-15, an M-16, an M-4 type variant, an assault rifle, we've got to ban those. Well, I have Kit Daniels doing an article right now that should be out in the next hour at Infowars.com with the statistics that one of the least used guns in crime or in killing people in the United States is the M4. Now, the media is literally salivating over what type of gun it was, like it did it. So if they can demonize that, oh, see, it's the one. Copycats will then only start using that exclusively in mass shootings to create a self-fulfilling prophecy. That's how advertisement works. Gillette, the best a man can get. And the men all run out and get those because they believe that's the best a man can get. Then it becomes the most popular. Or they show you Kurz commercials. I saw one last night in a restaurant I was sitting in. And if you drink Kurz, suddenly all of these beauty queen women run out the door to go home and have sex with you at your house immediately. Now, that's not really what happens when you drink Kurz. You get a pot belly. I think it's Adolf Kurz and Anheuser-Busch and all the rest of them. That's why Dos Equis made the joke of the most interesting man in the world. You know, when that first came out years ago, I thought it was real. The first time I saw it, because people are so cheesy and acting cool is what people are into, I thought, my goodness, they've gone over the top. How ridiculously cheesy. I want to stop drinking Dos Equis that I've been drinking since I'd, you know, take some from my dad when I was 10 years old and go out and drink with my buddies on the golf course or whatever. Yeah, I'm pretty horrible, folks. Come on, who didn't run off with a beer or two when you were 10 years old? And who didn't like steal grandpa's cigarettes and go out and smoke them behind the barn and throw up? All right, I'm digressing. A serious issue. Were you a witness? Are you in the area, or have you worked there? What's your take on it if you're in the D.C. area, specifically, though, on the Naval Yard, on the Naval Base? We'd like to hear from you. 800-259-9231. And we're going to continue to break all this down. But before I go to your calls, one final little tidbit, then we'll play Obama's comments that we just taped. He's wrapping the grandstanding up right now. I wish he'd have a press conference for the tens of thousands of Christians killed by Al-Qaeda in Syria. Their heads chopped off, their churches burned down. Oh, I'm sorry, he's funding them. And who else is he funding? Remember this story from Friday? September 13th, leader of Syrian rebel group calls for attacks inside the U.S., and he also just so happens to be the head of Al-Qaeda, and then we link to Reuters. Al-Qaeda's main leader, al-Zahari, urged small-scale attacks inside the United States to bleed America economically, adding he hoped eventually to see a more significant strike. But he called for smaller mass shooting type events. And what have I been saying the last 3 weeks? I said, I'm looking for false flags. I'm looking for mass shootings. We don't even have the crew to go back and pull me saying that probably, let's be conservative, 20 times the last 3 weeks. Maybe listeners can go back to the audio feed, the podcast, and find it. Put it on YouTube. Listeners called in and said that's what they thought would happen. So they can also demonize the Second Amendment. And get this, even if these shooters, because they're now saying they think there are one dead guy and two other suspects, that's just now breaking, we'll never hear the truth. Because the very same group that ran the Boston bombing cover-up, they admit the Boston bombing experts are there. Imagine if these guys, these patsies or whoever they are, would have gotten out of the naval base, the naval yard. They would have shut down all of D.C. In fact, they stopped air traffic at Reagan Airport out of fear. They've shut down and locked down all the D.C. schools. This is absolutely ridiculous. This is absolutely out of control that you can have four dead people. You got thousands missing in Colorado from the flood. You got people dying in gas main explosions all over the country. You got kids burning up six at a time inside their house. You've got people dying today with deer jumping out in front of them, wasps stinging them. You've got all these hundreds of thousands of deaths on the highways a year. But you'd think the world had ended with the media. And people in national studies, I just covered it on the LA Times, they believe that mass shootings are way up even though they're down. The LA Times says 75%. Our numbers are overall shootings down 49% since 1992. And everybody who thinks about that knows that. Does your house get robbed less than it used to? Do you hear about less shootings in your area than you used to? Yeah, if you don't live in LA, New York, D.C., Washington, D.C., or a few other areas, you have lower crime rates. If you don't live in Laredo, then you've got lower crime rates than you used to. I mean, I remember growing up in Dallas, our house got robbed like once a year, and we were in a good neighborhood. You'd go out to the movies with your parents, come home, everything's stolen. I remember growing up in Rockwall, our house got stolen quite a few times. We lived in a nice lakeside golf course community. I mean, it was just, but now criminals are afraid. I remember carjackings almost every day growing up in the news. As soon as concealed carry came in, it all stopped because, oh, it's like Russian roulette if I try to carjack that car. Well, you don't hear about women getting grabbed when they're jogging anymore unless you're talking about Central Park. And then the police are scared if it's a gang of 20, 30 guys raping a woman in front of them. It's so sick, folks. We've got a bunch of grandstanding cowards in government who stood down for hours while these shootings were going on, and that's perfect that they make you stand down because the real cops can't discover whatever really happened while they make up the official story inside. Now, we've got Anthony in Florida who worked at the naval base for 2 years. We've got Sean, U.S. Army Special Agent, input on shooting. We don't have anybody on the naval yard that has reportedly tens of thousands of people in it, 3,000 in that complex alone. Here's the number again, 800-259-9231. I'd like to hear from you specifically about what you think happened. My gut told me Islamic terrorist today, just like the Fort Hood shooting. When you get the head of Al-Qaeda, who's a known globalist double agent, with his al-Nusra that he heads up, running the main attacks in Syria, he's got a debt to Obama to play the part of the bad guy, to activate sleeper cells he's got. Again, the sleeper cells don't know they work for the globalist. Just like the Fort Hood shooter for 2 years, the psychiatrist, on record, was in communication with Ayman al-Zahari and, of course, other leaders of al-Qaeda in emails and phone calls, and they've declared national security and will not release that and declared it non-terror related because they, in that trial, that was not a terrorism trial in Fort Hood. Was it 13 dead? And of course, that's terrorism because, folks, it was their guy. They allowed that to happen to create the fear. CIA, on record, was running that whole deal, elements of it. And so he says, attack with low-intensity attacks. Start going after Americans. And we said last week, hey, I bet they'd start having mass shootings in America so they can then go after the guns at the same time and divert away from all this. It's not hard to figure this stuff out. All you do is put yourself in their mind. And then later, here's Al Jazeera. Al-Qaeda leader urges attacks on U.S. soil. Bleed America. Boom. Now, here's the problem. The Boston bombing they tried to blame on Patriot groups until we blew that wide open. On record. Taking over their press conferences. Remember they said, the announcement will be made later this afternoon. It is a Tea Party type right winger. Remember that? And then all of a sudden, folks, the photos got out there of all the Saudi Arabians and the other people. So they shifted to Plan B. They always do that with people we know. The older brother was on State Department CIA payroll with fake names as a double agent, bare minimum. And there was a drill and a stand down. They want to go with the mass shootings and bombings to really get everybody ready for the takeover. Just like the drill we got in Austin that they said was actually real for a terror attack last month. We broke that. That was later confirmed to be a real alert they put out. But then they said, don't worry, it's not a real threat now. But it is a real alert. All of it's there, ladies and gentlemen. All of it's there. And it's essential when these events happen. This could be the first of many that you videotape and you get on record what happened. Because regardless of who's behind it, who stands to gain, who will use it and fearmonger with it for their agenda to disarm the American people. Let's go to Anthony in Florida and then Sean and others. You're on the air, Anthony. Thank you for calling in today.
How's it going, Alex? First off, I just want to thank you for everything you do. I really appreciate it down here.
Appreciate you.
Second off, I was stationed at the Naval Yards for 2 years. My girl's in the service industry. She knows a lot of troops down there. And so we're looking through her Facebook, and multiple people work there. They have family members there. And what's crazy is it seems to be trending that a lot of people weren't at work today. One in particular says, thankful my wife, mother-in-law, and brother-in-law did not go to work today. And then they say their aunt's safe. But like I said, a lot of people have multiple family members who work in the building, and a lot of people weren't at work today.
Do me a favor. Well, we know on 9/11 the media called it a rumor, but it turns out and then spun it into Israelis not being in the towers. What was really said was Arab kids in New York Daily News, you name it, said those towers won't be there next week to their classes. And there was even a police investigation. So the media, rather than focus on that, spun it and said people say no Jews died, when it was the media saying that themselves to change the subject. And it turned out that the buildings were about half empty from what they would normally be at that building's occupancy. The buildings were already about a third empty because of problems and asbestos. But for the tenants that were there, about half the people that day didn't go to work. And it turned out people did get warnings not to go across the board. And so retweet or tweet at Real Alex Jones examples and screenshots of what you're seeing on Facebook. I'm going to call Watson, Paul Watson, Steve Watson. I'll tell my other crew. We will look into the fact. You're saying that it seems to be trending that people are saying there was a lot of folks not there today?
Multiple members of the same family. Like, not implicating them, but I'm just saying it's pretty awkward that multiple people worked in the building that and were told to stay home. I don't know if they were told to stay home. For some reason, they weren't at work.
Well, I was about to say, a facility that's got over 10,000 people at it, you're going to have a lot of people that are going to end up not going to work today, especially in government work. But if anybody says those people need to be questioned immediately, why didn't you go to work? And if they say we were told, don't come in, there's going to be a drill next week, boy, you know, right there. I mean, that is... And this is what we'll expect to see if it's a false flag. It may be real crazies. But look at the timing. Obama rolling out a national campaign against guns yesterday, and then this happens. Thank you so much, Anthony. Let's go to Sean, then Robert, and John. Sean says he's U.S. Army Special Agent. Input on shooting. Sean, what do you think about what's happening?
Well, the Department of Defense, well, President Bush in 2004 signed the Law Enforcement Officer Safety Act that authorized all retired or separated or active police officers to carry a firearm in all 50 states with reciprocity with every state. The Department of Defense Officer and Inspector General in 2007 rendered an opinion that only civilian special agents were covered by the law, and that all military law enforcement officers and military federal agents were not covered in the law.
I tell you what, this is key. I remember this when this controversy happened. Again, making the military bases sitting ducks, just like the Fort Hood shooting, which, if I remember correctly, that's why they got that through. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Or that was one reason. I want to hear about this. This is a story we should do tonight on the Nightly News.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There's a man
going around taking names. And he decides who to free and who to blame.
CNN is reporting, quote, that they've never heard of any such thing happening before. Forgetting Fort Hood, that's from Mediaite. We're going to get that video clip and play it here on air. We are continually updating all the latest news at Infowars.com. Paul Joseph Watson is updating the breaking. They're now saying 6 dead, and actually we had to update it again. They're now saying 7 dead at the Washington Post in mass shooting at Naval Yard. 2 gunmen still at large. That is continually updated up on Infowars.com. Navy Yard shooting related to Al-Qaeda's call for attacks. That's the question that we're asking in an article up at Infowars.com. Navy Yard shooting right on time. Gun control advocates blame AR-15. That just broke at Infowars.com. Navy Yard shelter in place order leaves victims sitting ducks. Navy Yard shooting, did gun-free zones enable killer? Mass shooting follows Obama's latest anti-Second Amendment push. We need everybody to get these articles and get these out now because Obama just gave a speech and they're coming after the guns. And Obama went on television yesterday saying we got to go after the guns and that 80%+ of Americans want to basically turn them in. It's on. And, I mean, come on. My gut tells me this is we're never going to learn the truth of this. Okay? And that they're getting ready to blame patriots. Now, they may say it's Muslim extremists that did it, but then connect that to patriots, even if it doesn't make sense. MSNBC has no proof that the Boston bombing patsies are connected to me or the Tea Party, but they said the Tea Party and Alex Jones made them do it. I could totally sue them. These are propagandists, folks, that tell you polar bears can't swim. These are propagandists that say the Earth's getting hotter when it's getting cooler. These are propagandists who are known liars. Obama got on TV and said 80% of Americans wanted his gun bills when all the polls showed almost 70% against it. See, he flips reality. I said I'd go to your calls. Sean, I remember when this happened where they passed that law that any retired police officer or military person, great idea, could continue to have firearms. And it's like your real National Guard. And then the military moved. I think it was the head of the Army, wasn't I? Forget. Give me notes on this so I can look it up and do a story on it. That they then continued to make military bases these victim disarmament shooting spree zones. Repeat what you said before the break.
Well, in 2013, the Senator Leahy and Senator Webb attached a rider to the Defense Authorization Act, making it very clear that all retired military law enforcement officers and special agents were covered under the intent of the law and forced DOD to accept that. But to date, they have not issued any retired credentials to any former or retired CID special agents, NCIS, CID agents.
And that's like D.C. D.C. has not followed Heller for 5 years. So give me the name of the act again that was signed under Bush so I can go look it up.
It was the Law Enforcement Officer Safety Act and the 2010 Law Enforcement Officer Safety Act Improvement Act, and then the Defense Authorization Act of 2013 are the three acts that have created that authority and amended that authority throughout the last decade, essentially.
Yeah, that's right. And again, folks, the NDA was massive. That's just one part of it. The bad part's the indefinite detention. That's a good part right there. So the Law Enforcement Safety Act of 2010, I thought that was under Bush that happened.
The original act was in 2004 under Bush.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, okay, exactly. And so now, watch, they won't let you be armed when the answer is arm the people on the base. Anything else, sir? Stay there. Back in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.